Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast. Today we're joined by Amanda Hilton. She's the president of the Nevada Mining Association. Here for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Amanda Hilton. She is the president of the Nevada Mining Association. Welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate the invitation to be here.
Well, you are very welcome. You join a long list of presidents of the Mining Association that have been on this program. But I want to start out talking to you about your background, because you were raised in part in Ely.
Yeah, I was.
What was it like being raised in Ely? And for folks who may be new to our state, Ely is in the east central portion of the state.
Well, I was actually raised in Reno until I was 15 years old. I attended Reno High School. And between my freshman and sophomore years, my mom and brothers and I moved to Ely. And that was quite a culture shift at that time.
For what reason?
My parents had gotten a divorce.
Okay.
And so my mom was from Ely, and so we moved to Ely.
So was Pat Nixon.
Yes, that's where she was born. Moving to a school of 400 from Reno High School was quite a shift for me, but really in a magnificent way, because the whole community and the whole culture was so different and very, very supportive. I was able to jump right in. My whole family was able to jump right into the community and become very actively involved. I moved away from Ely after I graduated, went to college, and then pursued some other career opportunities. But Ely kept calling my name. And about 10 years after I graduated from high school, I moved back to Ely because that was home and that's where I wanted to be.
And you end up in the mining business.
I do.
How do you end up in the mining business? Because your background in a lot of ways was financial, yes. MBA, etc.
Yes, I'm an unconventional miner, but I'm a very proud miner. I am a CPA. I had worked in public accounting prior to moving back to Ely, and so I accepted a staff accounting role at the mine site.
And this is the Robinson Mine?
Yes, sorry. This is the Robinson Mine, which is located about 8 miles west of Ely. So a very short commute and also a very impactful employer in that community. So I began as a staff accountant, not really sure what I was getting into. Had to get used to wearing steel-toed boots every day.
Right.
And now they're some of my favorite pairs of shoes. And within a matter of months, the industry and the people in the industry just captured my heart. And I knew that that's where I wanted to stay, and that's where I wanted to progress my career. I ended up staying at the Robinson Mine for nearly 2 decades.
Wow.
In a variety of positions. For the last 6.5 years, I was the general manager of that mine site. That mine site has 600 employees. It is the largest private employer in the county, and it was such an honor for me to be able to lead the site.
And amazing that in an industry that one considers to be a male-oriented industry, you as a female got to rise to that level. How was that? Was that an easy ride, or were there bumps along the way?
Well, I wouldn't say it was easy, because anything that's worth working so hard for and has such great benefits isn't easy at the get-go. But I had some amazing mentors and sponsors. One of the favorite things I like to tell people is we had the chief operating officer of our company, his name is Steve Holmes. He came to the mine site, and I was the administration manager at the time. I was in charge of finance, supply chain, and IT. And he sat down with me and he said, "What's next? What do you want to do?" And I took every ounce of courage that I had and told him I wanted to become the general manager. I didn't know what he would do with that news, but what he did was amazing. He created a development path for me so that I could get the experiences that I needed around the mine site so that I could become a viable general manager candidate.
All right, so what kind of things did he make you do?
I'll say, what did he
What did he do? Okay, all right, fair enough.
The most impactful thing was I got to lead the truck shop, and that is where all of the maintenance activities occur.
And this is with the giant machines?
Yes. For all of the, there were 5 giant shovels. Some of them were 5 stories tall. We had 38 haul trucks. Those each hold 240 tons. We had drills. We had 100 pieces of 100 different pickup trucks on site that had to be maintained, and 100 men and women who worked so hard every day to ensure that that was done safely and as efficiently as possible. That was the most impactful time of my career and my development at the Robinson Mine.
I would say so. You know, we were out in Elko, Paulinos and I, a few years ago, going out to Newmont, and just standing next to some of those machines, and like you say, they're literally stories tall. It's amazing, and it's an amazing industry. Let me take a break here so we can get into talking about some of the issues connected with mining, and let's do that after this break. We'll be right back.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
They want us to believe we only have 2 options. That's just not working anymore. I've never been a follower. I'm a businessman and entrepreneur. I'm ready to forge a new path to secure our future. One that keeps Northern Nevada free, fair, and wild. A path that means freedom for all, including affordable housing.
I'm Greg Kidd, and I approve this message because I'm not from either political party. I'm for Nevada.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Amanda Hilton. She is the president of the Nevada Mining Association. So one of the things that I guess is literally the most exciting thing that's going on in the mining industry is the lithium loop that is occurring. And I know that lithium is not the biggest thing in Nevada mining. You know, gold still obviously is. But it seems like the missing link we have right now is the reprocessing. Can you talk to this and you know, where are we heading with this? Because obviously this has become a national security issue for this country.
Indeed it has. And lithium is certainly the talk of the state. Right now, Nevada is home to the only operating lithium mine in the country. The Nevada Mining Association team got to go visit the Silver Peak mine recently and see that in person. And there is another mine, Thacker Pass, which is in the construction phase and should be producing lithium in about 2027. And then Ioneer's project, Rhyolite Ridge, is in the final permitting stages. And there's a great opportunity within the state of Nevada as we continue to expand our mining footprint with lithium. There is a tremendous amount of support for lithium. Just last week, Senator Rosen was in Reno and did a big announcement for Tech Hub funding and right. a Tech Hub designation.
Okay, will you explain what that is? Because that's a phrase that's been thrown around, but I don't think, and we've got Brian Sandoval, president of UNR, coming on the program in a couple of weeks, but nobody on the program so far has really explained what a Tech Hub is, but it's very exciting.
Well, the application and the support letters for this Tech Hub were expansive because Nevada has such a good story. It was a competitive process. It was led by UNR, and there's 75 different partner companies who participated in this application. Phase one was awarded the third quarter of last year, and then the phase two designation, which only, I believe, 12 different jurisdictions in the United States have this phase two classification. With that comes about $21 million into the state of Nevada. It is going to focus on workforce development and Native American engagement within the lithium loop and the lithium life cycle.
So what we have seen with private enterprise so far, and I can use Thacker Pass as the example, is that they have definitely reached out into the Native American community to be able to bring people in as workers and to be able to move roads, improve roads, plans to build schools and other things. So this is going even beyond that.
Yes, this will go even beyond that with ensuring that all of those communities have the resources that they need so that they can engage and they can get the skills they need to work in this industry.
You know, this is such a remarkable time for Nevada. We talk about it all the time in this program as we talk about economic development. In a good way, the whole state is on fire. I mean, whether you're talking about Las Vegas and the sports, et cetera, and the development of economic development down there, or across the region. I think the only place, and hopefully it's only temporary, is you know what's happening at Pumpkin Hollow, where they're going through a reorganization. But everything else is literally on fire in a good way, and we're going to need workers for everything. Mm-hmm. So are we not going to need a lot of people to move here to be able to maintain this workforce, because the people that we have right now are all fully employed?
I think there is a tremendous amount of opportunity within our local community colleges to do the skills training at those colleges for Nevadans who are already here. For example, Great Basin College has excellent programs when it comes to welding, diesel mechanics, millwrights, and if those could be expanded so that more people could participate in those programs, graduate from high school or with a two-year or four-year degree as a skilled tradesperson, that would be outstanding. We need to increase our capacity at these levels.
Well, and one of the things that I think is exciting about this too is that these skills have now turned into computer skills.
Yes.
And so that's very encouraging for young people to get involved in this because they already have started to develop those skills at a young age.
I totally agree with you. There are people who still have an image that mining is how it was done of yesteryear. For example, there are donkeys, there are shovels, things like that. And that is so far from what modern mining looks right. like today. The site I just left has three autonomous drills operating. And the operator of those drills sits in a control room miles from where those drills are, and it looks like they're playing a video game.
Right.
And that's the image that we need to start showing young people, what opportunities exist that are in alignment with what their passions are today.
Yes, it is definitely a different world than it was, you know, back in the day. It just seems that we're going to need more people moving to the state to be able to accommodate this as well. And I know this is not necessarily your area, but, you know, it seems to me that immigration would be a great place to start to be able to, you know, bring in people who either have the skills or can acquire the skills that are going to be needed, you know, for this workforce.
That's certainly an option for consideration.
One of the things that's also fascinating, going back to the lithium portion of this, is the amount of money that's coming into these companies to pre-purchase pretty much all the product. Mm-hmm. Did that surprise you?
Well, it demonstrates what strong demand there is for that product, because these companies are coming in and they want to make sure that they have that available product for the future. So that's a very strong indicator of how robust this industry can be.
Well, in a way, I mean, some of these companies are pretty much coming in and saying, and these are auto companies for the most part, we'll buy everything you can produce for the next 10 years. And I mean, I'd love to start a business that works like that.
The thing that you need to be aware of is, what is the price that they'll buy it at? And right now, the pricing mechanisms for lithium, they're still working through what that looks like for the future. So while they've sold all of their material, it's determining what that market price will be, that it will be sold at.
Okay, so just because they put in, you know, a GM, for example, puts in, say, $100 million, it doesn't mean to say that that's already a set price. That's got to be worked out.
Correct.
All right, so how do we get towards completing the lithium loop? Because we've got one piece that really needs to be accommodated.
Well, there are many different technologies that are being developed, studied, tested in Nevada today. And we have to continue to invest in those technological advancements.
And does that come from private industry? Is it the university system, or is it a public-private partnership?
Private industries are working very hard on this, and there are great opportunities for schools like UNR or schools like UNLV to continue their work in this area as well.
All right. Now, the federal government has made it abundantly clear that this is a national security issue, because most of the lithium is coming from China, mm-hmm. and we need to change that. So do you anticipate a greater amount of federal funding coming into Nevada? Is that already in the pipeline, or is that into the discussion phase?
Well, I would say the federal government is really putting their money where their mouth is, because they have already have a conditional loan in place with Thacker Pass, and already have a conditional loan in place with Rhyolite Ridge. So the federal government is already supporting those two lithium mines to help them get online as quickly as possible. Now, Rhyolite Ridge is still going through the permitting phase.
Right. Yeah, Bernard Rowe, the managing director, has been on the okay. program many times over the last few years talking about this, and it's exciting to see that we're getting closer and closer mm-hmm. to when that could actually be producing. Let's take another break, and we'll come okay. back, and we'll talk about some other issues connected with this after this
great.
Timeout.
Carson Valley.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
Welcome to the Winnemucca Big R.
Hi, I'm John Walker. Welcome to Big R Lovelock.
Hi, I'm Rich Martin. Welcome to Fallon Big R.
My name is Braden. Welcome to Big R Fernley.
Hi, I'm Kelly. Welcome to Big R Sparks. For 50 years, Nevada Heating has been keeping people comfortable in their homes. At Nevada Heating, call the Do It Right guys and get the air conditioning back on today. That's the Nevada Heating way. Why sweat for days on end when Nevada Heating can get your air conditioning fixed today? Call us today and we'll fix it today at 323-5585 or schedule us on our website at nevadaheating.com.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Amanda Hilton. She is the president of the Nevada Mining Association. So one of the issues that comes up constantly is the environmental issue. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that, you know, the general public is aware of how much the mining industry, again, has changed over the decades in terms of wanting to protect the environment. And you know, you look at what's been happening out at Rhyolite Ridge, for example, with Team's Buckwheat, which we've talked about many times on this program. They've gone to extraordinary lengths to be able to protect this. And I know that there are people that are going to argue with me about whether they've done enough, but, you know, I'm looking at what they're doing, and it seems to me that they're doing a lot. What would you like to share that you feel maybe the public isn't as aware of in terms of environmental concerns that the mining companies operate under?
Well, there are very good rules and regulations in place, specifically in the state of Nevada. The Biden administration had a working group that was looking at mining and regulations for mining. And very recently, they issued their report. That working group issued its report. And one of the things they called out in that report was that Nevada does it best. And Nevada should be used as the role model for all permitting activities.
Really?
For the rest of the country. And that was phenomenal, but that speaks to the good work that is going on in Nevada with our regulators, with the mining companies, and how hard they all work together towards a common goal. Part of those rules and laws are with reclamation, and our mining companies are doing an excellent job on the back end of the mine site. Once the mine is done producing, what they're doing to reclaim those properties to their original state. And it's important to note that before a shovel even goes in the ground at a mine site, all of the closure plans have to be approved by the federal and state governments, and money has to be on deposit with those governments in the form of cash or a bond. Today, the state of Nevada and the BLM for Nevada has $4.5 billion in trust for future reclamation. Every year, there are reclamation awards given to different companies in Nevada who have done an outstanding job, and they will be named and recognized in September. And those awards are actually granted by the regulators. So the regulators go out on a big tour throughout the entire state of Nevada to verify the work that's been done, to validate the work that's been done, and then to recognize those companies who have gone above and beyond. And that's the mantra of our industry. We want to make sure that we're leaving the land in as good or better shape than when we got there.
And, you know, I'm saying this, you're not saying this, but I'd be curious to get your comment here. It just seems to me at times that there are certain members of the environmental movement who just don't want to see anything, whether it's lithium mining that, you know, we're hoping to get electric cars so that we, you know, do better on the global warming front. And yet it seems like every time we push in one direction or another to get this done, that there is pushback. How do you respond to that?
As an association, we always view that as an opportunity for a conversation. And as an association, we are engaged with several environmental groups at the state and federal level. And our members are engaged as well. And that engagement starts well before a property comes online. It starts well before the permit applications are filed. Because when we have people with diverse opinions coming together to work on a common problem or a common goal, that's where we come up with the best solutions. It takes those diverse opinions for us to get there. And so as an industry, we're very engaged with that community, and we work hard to have good, productive relationships with them. We're not always going to agree, but we are going to work together towards a common goal.
Okay, last question here. Mm-hmm. We've got about a minute here. We haven't even talked about the gold industry. How is the gold industry doing? Are we still booming, and are we still going to continue to see expansion up in northern Nevada especially?
Well, the preliminary figures for 2023 was that Nevada produced 4 million ounces of gold. If Nevada was a country, we would be the fourth or fifth largest gold-producing country in the world. So the gold industry is still strong in Nevada and with a very bright future ahead.
And that's a very good thing to hear, because
yes,
they create a lot of jobs and create a lot of wealth in communities that would be in trouble if they weren't there. I thank you so much for doing this. It was a pleasure to meet you, and please come back and visit us on the program again.
I will. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, and we'll be right back.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news in between and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Come one, come all, it's the $125,000 carnival of cash and prizes at Tamarack Casino. Get in on the fun with cash and free play prize drawings every Thursday and Saturday, including winners of up to $1,000 and a top prize of $5,000 guaranteed each week. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Calamity, it lurks around every corner. Or not. That's why UMC Quick Care is around every corner, with locations around the valley. UMC Quick Care, for all your small calamities.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day on various platforms, including television, radio, our website, audio and video podcasts, YouTube. If you want to find the show, you can find it pretty darn easily. And we cover politics, business, health, and education. Thanks for watching. We'll see you on the next podcast.